Division 7, The Exaltation of the Jews. Esther chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. And the king Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him, are they not written in the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. Esther chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. The book ends with the declaration of Mordecai's exaltation. His name and fame were recognized throughout all the kingdom of Persia, which was the world empire of that day. When seen in its typical setting, how supremely harmonious! Ahasuerus and Mordecai are really but one. They represent the Lord Jesus Christ, as we have noted, in his divine and human natures having authority over all the earth. In Revelation 4 and 5, we have these two aspects of Christ distinctly emphasized. In Revelation 4, he is viewed as God Almighty, sitting upon the throne. In Revelation 5, he is seen as a lamb, as it had been slain, the crucified, humbled man of Calvary. And yet these two representations are of one person, the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall reign from sea to sea. The whole of the revelation which John received on the Isle of Patmos has yet to find its fulfillment in the exaltation of Jesus Christ. The world is all out of joint because he is not in his place on the throne. The Jew in the person of Christ must get justice, and then his people will get justice. The nations have been crucifying the Jews ever since they crucified their Messiah, but the end is almost at hand. One more fierce onslaught remains, and then they will be vindicated and exalted because their king will be the ruler of the universe of God. The prophets are all agreed relative to these things. The scripture bears witness with no uncertain sound as to the destiny of the Jew. He shall be the head and not the tail of the nations. Listen to the prophet Isaiah. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be established above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go up and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Isaiah 2, verses 2 and 3. And Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23 comes on the prophetic scene later and tells us, In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go up with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And we believe that this is the reason the name of God is not mentioned in the book of Esther. At the time of which the book of Esther figures, Christ will be on his throne in the heavens. But as his people, the Jews, will not have accepted him, he will be forced to act for them, as it were, in secret. They will not know that God is making all things work for their good until Christ is recognized and owned as their Lord and Savior. Then it will be, even as it is written of Mordecai, that he waxed greater and greater. And how fragrant of Christ are the closing words of eulogy of the leading man of the story. He was accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people and speaking peace to all his seed. Esther chapter 10, verse 3. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Greeting to Jesus. Lord, you are welcome as due. We have been waiting and watching for you. Long has the night been o'er land and the seas. Now shall the graves ope, for you have the keys. Lord, you are welcome as May that throws its glamour and sunshine our way. You are the Master.